These are some of the, whatever we have discussed, are advantages. For any company, there are advantages and disadvantages. Now we will move our attention to disadvantage, to understand the disadvantages of venture capital also. The major one is a founder ownership stake is reduced. Why? Because when raising the funding round, you need to dilute your equity to issue new shares to your other investors. So dilution comes. So your stake comes down. In addition, sometimes there is an outgo of their initial funding and they have to raise the additional round from the venture capital firms. That is also set back. So this process results the founders gradually losing the percentage of the equity in the company. Right? And the founders can mitigate this risk by only raising the amount that is necessary. Funding the investor can distract the founders from their business. Startup at the time it decides to raise the venture capital when other funding sources have been exhausted and more money is necessary for the growth. So fundraising can take place in several months and should not come as a cost of managing the company. By starting the process before funding, it is critical because founders gave themselves an enough time to both to continue and manage the company and raise enough money to keep growing. Further disadvantage is it is relatively scarce and difficult to obtain the fund. According to the report, National Venture Capital Association, only about 5,000 venture capitals deals were made in the United States in 2020. Almost 3,000 of these companies out of 5,000 had already received the venture capital in the past. And the venture capitalists pointed out that they receive about 1,000 proposals for every 3 or 4 companies they fund. One option of the startup seeking the first-time funding is an incubator or accelerator. We have seen that, what is incubator and what is accelerator. Because as much as $150,000 in funding and the 3 months crash course, which prepares the companies for growth and the future round of funding. Startup should also consider the angel investment for smaller amount of the funding on more flexible terms. Another disadvantage is this, the overall cost of financing is very expensive. Why it is expensive? Because giving up the equity of your company may be inexpensive as compared to the taking out a loan, because the cost of the equity is only realized when the business is sold. And the venture capital provides much more than the capital, like advice and introduction. Therefore, the decision should not be made lightly while selling out the company, especially if there is other funding alternative is available. Then formal reporting structure and the board of director is required. When you get a venture capital funding, you will be required to set up your board of directors and formalize the internal structure. Both facilitate the growth and transparency for the company, enabling to scale up. However, this can limit the flexibility of the company and reduces the amount of control on the founders. So, the venture capital firms impose this structure to to provide the governance oversight and help to diagnose the problem. Faster the growth, problems also arrive more quickly, and it need to be fixed before they could be controlled, before they could be out of control. Therefore, the structure also gives the venture capital firm a very comfort because of increased level of reporting and transparency. Another disadvantage is extensive due diligence is required. Venture capital partners need to screen the startup because they are investing money into it. And this happens in two stages. One, initially your technology and the business fundamentals. They are getting evaluated first to determine the market exists or not, and if the business can be scaled up or not. Then venture capital partners conduct a more thorough review of your team, background, and the company, and the financial and the legal position. This process can take several months, due diligence. It is beneficial for the companies to go through it, identifying the problem, addressing the problem at early stage itself is much easier to correct them. Future round of funding will become simpler because many issues at early stage only you have corrected. Next one is the business is expected to grow rapidly. Definitely to get the return very fast, the venture capital firm need your startup to appreciate in value by way of doing or by way of acquiring, either by acquiring or by publicity it is traded on the stock market. Knowing that the business need to get there, there can often an increase in already high pressure on the founders who are experienced. There are ways to manage this stress. They can ensure that they are aligned on the goals and can learn from the wisdom of the others by communicating with other founders and their investors. They should also reduce their workload by delegating the authority to other subordinates. This will also allow them to focus their time and energy on the critical issues which are in the business. Funds are released on the performance schedule. Fund raised from the venture capital firms are gradually released as the startup hits certain milestones. These goals are specific to the business, but it includes the revenue, customer acquisition, and other metrics determined by the venture capital firm. This can distract the founders if the targets are only thing being chased, but it also leads to a greater business success. Underperformer can lose their business. Founders that are performing, that are not performing, can lose the business. Founders are not engaging in the behavior that maximizes the shareholders' value, are using the company fund recklessly for the personal use while neglecting the business, and they are often let go. And to minimize this risk, founders should accept their board's advice and communicate frequently about the plans and the goals. Leverage in negotiation is rare. Many startups and the venture capitals, when it's the only source of funding that can meet their needs and under any circumstances, there are many investors who are interested, which is known as being oversubscribed, and the startup has leveraged over the term. Issue is coming up. People are subscribing, but in difficult stage, they have an option to approach to the people who have been rejected an opportunity to fund, and that they can find out from the oversubscribed issue. However, most startup won't have much leverage besides rejecting the deal. This can be mitigated by starting your search early to find the venture capital firm that understands your goal and your funding needs. Now let us understand some of the factors which determines the finances required by the venture capital. It depends upon the various factors. First one being a nature of business. What kind of business venture capital is doing? Public utility undertaking have requirement of the fund because it has cash sales after supplying the services such as water, electricity, etc. The firms which are engaged in the financial services require few funds to be invested into its inventory. But the firms which are engaged in the manufacturing and those goods which are tangible need a huge capital for investing into the fixed asset such as plant, machinery, land, building, etc. Size of the firm. If the size of the firm is small, it needs a less working capital. But if the size of the firm is big, it needs large working capital. Then length of the production cycle. How much period is required for one unit and in multiplier units that is required to be determined. Some firms need a short length of the time for the production cycle, and there is not much requirement of the working capital to be invested into this kind of inventory. On the other hand, some firms have a longer production cycle and these companies need a large working capital. Seasonal variation is another aspect. Busy season, firms need more working capital, and the stock season, it need a less working capital. So the firm has to arrange this capital according to its need and the requirement. Working capital cycle. Length of the working capital cycle determines the requirement of the working capital or fund. Longer the working capital cycle, larger the working capital requirement, and shorter the working capital cycle, lesser the requirement of the working capital. Now coming down to understand the business cycle. What is this business cycle? When there is a boom in the industry, more working capital is required in the firm because there is rise in the sales price and the firm thinking about the expansion. But when there is a time of depression, the business does not show a good sign of the growth. So sale is declining. In both the cases, we need the working capital in large amount. Let us understand what could be the future of venture capital in India. Changed market dynamics. How? Companies take on more debts and have the higher cost when they go to the public. To give you an idea, how much is the cost of the going to the public has fallen? Look at the inflation adjusted valuation of the companies that went to the public in the Standard & Poor 500 between 1997 and 2007. In that, it is mentioned that companies typically wait until they are more mature and thoroughly prepared before incurring the cost and the regulation of going to the public. Next point is innovation and the access to the technology, which are important drivers of the future venture capitals. With the advent of the technology, the notion that startups only go to the public to put the valuation in respect to has evaporated. These expectations have evaporated. It doesn't have any meaning. As a result, more and more value is being created in the time it takes the company to the raise the capital. In summary, the only companies that will receive the venture capital in future are those that can demonstrate that their value creation opportunities are where they innovate and deliver the product and the services to the customers. Investors will not wait for an IPO because the direct investment in early stage startup offers a lot of value. Now, change herald in exciting time ahead. What does it mean? Emergence of new technology and the constant proliferation of the market have led to surge and innovation and change in their sector. The future of the venture capital investment is not an endless cycle of the expectations and the frustrations. Private capital industry is at a crossroad, where the proliferation of the startup and the investment by the venture capitalist has dramatically changed and decommoditized. In a world of disruption, venture capitals are no longer limited to a handful successful centers of the entrepreneurial activities. New ecosystem has also formed around the world, leading to the surge in innovation. So venture capitals are spreading elsewhere in the world with a greater speed. This is due to the development of the entrepreneurial ecosystem that are emerging wherever there are affordable technology, far-flung talents, and also receptive investors. Future will be defined by the entrepreneur. Future will be defined by the entrepreneur. The future of the venture capital is in the hands of entrepreneurs and those who support them. Therefore, the role of venture capitalists has evolved from early stage of funding to early stage of mentoring and eventually to place where an entrepreneurs can find funding on their own. The best companies are being created all over the world, and the startup need our venture capital to grow. Today, more investors have a greater access to the venture capital, and not just locally. They can participate in global venture company. This is the future of the venture capital investment. Coupled with the global reach, companies funded by the venture capitals are thriving. These venture capitals can be injected in a different stage of the startup cycle. These stages are: number one, initial developmental stage as a seed capital, implementation of the startup capital, additional capital to overcome the manufacturing teething problems, and fourth one is the establishment of the capital to facilitate the rapid expansion of the established companies. This venture capital is long-term investment, and it involves the active participation and help from the investor for the development of the company. Often, the presence of the venture capital investor or investors gives a company a commercial and financial clout. Now, coming down to understand the promoting of venture funding in India, how to promote? Most venture capital investors, both local as well as the global, national as well as international, they have always routed their funds through the Mauritius because of double taxation treaty. SEBI is working towards further simplification of the investment in the procedural and offer attractive IPO and merger and acquisition exit ratio. However, the challenge is that the development of the responsible financial and management skill in the invested companies and understanding the local condition by the foreign investor. Second one is a positive factor, which India has a large pool of English-speaking people, trained and the skilled manpower. With this, the company can perform the well, venture capital can perform well. And here we end our discussion on this topic. Thank you very much.